This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Sorry, 50-minute mark on the fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Man named, what's this guy's name? Brian, don't give me that BS about ranked wins at the time of the game. Why not, Brian? By beating that team, you lower their ranking, or in LSU's case, they're unranked now because they lost at home on a Saturday night to Alabama. If they win that game, they are still ranked. So why wouldn't I give you that BS about ranked wins at the time of the game? Not sure why. What's the point spread on Steelers-Chiefs right now?
5.5 or 6, I guess, depending on which you look at.
Cities?
I'm currently looking at a spread of 3 for Kansas City.
Bob, where did you get 6.5 or 7?
I just saw it. It was, that's the way it started. I know we did this on our postgame show the other day. When it first came out, it was 5.5. It went to 6.
ESPN bet as 3.
Look at some of the other sites. I'm just curious.
Well, I'll say this, Bob. Based on what Cabali just said, maybe they were holding back some guys for this game. Maybe they were. He says they were. Either way.
Well, the Steelers are 2-0 on Christmas Day in their history. They've had some. You remember the hat trick of sacks by Mike Hilton down in Houston? That was one of
yes.
the games. And the other one was the Brown extension.
I think they're going to be very competitive, and I think they're going to win this game.
Wow.
Now, a lot of that depends on which one of these guys is in and out. But if you tell me Pickens is playing, I feel pretty good about the game. The Chiefs don't need to win. They don't. They still have a 2-game cushion.
Yeah, but you don't want to go to the last game. I think they take on Denver
in
their last game.
They'd like to win. That's different from needing to win.
Well,
and the Steelers really don't need to win either. Although for the division,
but again, you don't want to roll it down to where you have one game and bad things can happen in one game.
Know.
What are you going to say there, Limits?
The point spread on FanDuel is now 2.5.
Oh my God!
For Kansas City,
it's been going backwards down. That means,
you told me it was going up.
I'm telling you, I looked at the. Maybe I just had this from the other day. When it first came out, it was 5.5.
Now, do the markets think that Kansas City is going to sit some players? That's what it's telling me. That maybe they're going to rest some guys if the point spread continues.
Do you think they're going to rest?
Why would you rest guys?
Well, what about a guy like Chris Jones who's hurt?
Well, that's different.
You don't want to risk
hurt,
him. No, but where he ordinarily would play, you might not play him in this game.
Okay. I don't know.
I don't know.
That's difficult. I didn't know it had gotten to that point. That's different than where it started by far. Look at the opening line. Could you find the opening line? It was 5.5. We saw that on, I forget what site was, either FanDuel or DraftKings, one of the two, because right after the game, they come out with these sites.
What's Cooking brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. Fan Weather brought to you by Sun Chevy, 0% financing on all 2024 Chevy EV models up to 60 months through January 3rd with credit through GM Financial. High of 37 today with cloudy skies. Bob, I wish you and yours a very Merry Christmas, a wonderful holiday season, and may all your dreams and New Year's resolutions come true.
And I wish you the same, Joe. Thank you very much. And you too, Austin. Hope you have a wonderful holiday.
You too, guys. Wishing you the best.
I'm always going to cherish this gift you gave me this year, Bob. A lot of thought went into that. Limits, how about you? You going to cherish your gift from Bob?
Something.
Bob, you know, I feel like Bob is going to take us out and we're going to sit right behind home plate at a Pirate game, or we're going to be able to go to some nice concert.
Something, right? Anything
I feel like
for
Bob's,
his new crew. I mean,
Bob's
come on.
Gift is on, like, what do they call it, layaway or rollaway or whatever at the store. We're going to eventually get it.
Well, at least you and I took care of each other, Limits. You got me a Buffalo Bills photo.
Yes.
With a bunch of guys in it, Jim Kelly, Thurman Thomas, Cornelius Bennett, Marv Levy, Bruce Smith, James Lofton, Andre Reed, and Steve Tasker, to be exact. I got you a new golf jacket and a penguin sweater, although they were both re-gifted.
They were, and I thank you for that, though, because it was the thought that counts, even though the thought was secondhand.
I'm not even sure we got the thought with Bob, did we?
I think he's thinking about it.
I am thinking
maybe
about
not in
it.
A good
I don't
way.
Get the impression he's thinking about anything.
I am thinking about it long and hard, my friends, yes.
Fan Weather brought to you by Sun Chevy, 0%. Did I already say that?
Yeah, you just did that.
Okay.
All right. Merry
Thank
Christmas.
Thank you, Bob.